There were numerous pouches, buckles, bandoliers from which tools, or weapons, protruded. Pipes and electrical conductors, even small black boxes that would have looked perfectly at home in an electronics lab on Earth. The whole arrangement was almost as complex as a spacesuit, though it obviously provided only partial covering for the creature wearing it. And was that creature a Raman? Norton asked himself. We'll probably never know, but it must have been intelligent. No mere animal could cope with all that sophisticated equipment.
About 2.5 meters high, said Mercer thoughtfully. Not counting the head, whatever that was like.
With 3 arms and presumably 3 legs. The same plan as the spiders, on a much more massive scale. Do you suppose that's a coincidence?
Probably not. We design robots in our own image. We might expect the Ramans to do the same.
Joe Calvert, unusually subdued, was looking at the display with something like awe. Do you suppose they know we're here? He half whispered.
I doubt it, said Mercer. We've not even reached their threshold of consciousness, though the Hermians certainly had a good try.
They were standing there, unable to drag themselves away, when Pieter called from the hub, his voice full of urgent concern.
Skipper, you'd better get outside.
What is it? Biot's heading this way?
No, something much more serious. The lights are going out.